Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Okay, so this morning's edition has a thread running through it that I cannot stop thinking about. Two completely different stories, same underlying tension. On one side, OpenAI and PwC just announced they are building AI agents to automate the CFO's office, forecasting, financial controls, workflow automation, all the tasks that used to require a finance ops team. The agents do the work. On the other side, a tech lead published a detailed breakdown of how their engineering team went from drowning in clean-looking pull requests to catching 90% of recurring mistakes before code review even started. Not by buying a generic AI reviewer, by writing down the team's unwritten rules and letting AI enforce them. One story is about AI doing the work. The other is about making the people reviewing AI-written work move at human speed again. Let's start with the finance story. OpenAI and PwC are building AI agents for the CFO's office. Not assistants. Agents. The difference matters. An assistant surfaces information when you ask. An agent runs the workflow start to finish. Forecasting. Controls. Automated decision-making based on defined rules. The pattern here is not about speed. It is about shifting work from execution to rule-setting. The finance team is no longer doing the monthly close. They are defining what a clean close looks like, and the agent executes it. PwC is rolling this out across their client base. That means thousands of finance teams are about to experience the same shift. The work changes from run the process to define the process and monitor the output. Here's what I keep coming back to. This only works if the rules are clear. If your finance workflows depend on tribal knowledge and judgment calls that live in someone's head, the agent has nothing to execute against. So the real work becomes codifying what used to be implicit. That is a different skill set. Some finance teams are going to thrive in that environment. Others are going to struggle because the implicit knowledge was the whole job. Worth thinking about for your own setup. Where does the value live? In executing the process, or in knowing what the process should be? Right, completely different corner of the tech world now. A tech lead documented something every engineering manager is living through right now. AI accelerated code writing faster than code review can keep up. Their team's feature branch throughput jumped 59% in the past year. Main branch throughput dropped 7%. The reviews became the bottleneck. So instead of buying a generic AI code reviewer and hoping it understands their team's unwritten rules, they did something simpler. They wrote the rules down. They created a file called agents.md. Inside it, they documented every recurring mistake that kept showing up in code review. Architectural patterns the team follows, service boundaries, security rules. The things that every senior engineer knows but are not written anywhere. Then they gave that file to their AI code reviewer. First month, manual review burden dropped 35%. The AI caught 90% of the recurring mistakes before human review even started. The interesting bit is not the AI, the interesting bit is that writing down the team's unwritten rules made the AI useful. Without that documentation, the AI was just another pair of eyes that did not know what to look for. This is the same pattern as the finance story. The value is not in the AI doing the work. The value is in making the implicit knowledge explicit so the AI has something to enforce. If you are drowning in pull requests right now, the fix is not better AI. The fix is documenting what good looks like for your team. Once that exists, AI can enforce it. Have a think about where your team's unwritten rules live, because if they only live in people's heads, you are about to hit the same bottleneck. Now, this next one is technical, but stay with me because it matters. Stack Overflow hosted a conversation about something developers keep getting wrong. When to use semantic search versus exact match vector queries. Most teams reach for semantic search because it sounds advanced. You index your data, the AI finds similar results, job done. Works brilliantly for discovery and recommendation. But if you are building security alerts or log analysis or anything where you need to find specific known states, semantic search gives you false positives because it is looking for similarity, not exact matches. Exact match vector queries are for logs, security events, state detection. Anything where close enough is not good enough. The practical bit that came out of this conversation, semantic search needs a data layer that understands meaning. Exact match is just pattern matching with extra steps. Know which problem you are solving. If you need discovery, semantic search. If you need precision, exact match. The teams getting this wrong are the ones building security monitoring with semantic search, then spending months wondering why their alerts are triggering on noise. Wrong tool for the job. Right. So moving into quantum computing territory. Researchers discovered something properly unexpected. Time-varying magnetic fields unlock entirely new quantum states that do not exist under static conditions. Let me explain what that means. Normally, quantum systems are studied under stable magnetic fields. Field strength might change, but it stays constant while you observe the system. These researchers drove the magnetic field over time, and the quantum matter shifted into states that are not possible under static conditions. New phases, potentially more stable, potentially more error-resistant for quantum computing. The implication is that we have been looking at quantum systems under one set of conditions, and there is a whole other set of behaviors we have not explored yet. This is early stage research, but if time-varying fields genuinely unlock more stable quantum states, that changes the engineering challenge for quantum computers. Less about fighting decoherence, more about designing the right time-varying environment. Worth watching. The practical applications are years out, but the physics is fascinating. And one more quantum story before we wrap. JWST measured the atmosphere of a mini-Neptune called TOWI 1130b. Heavy water vapor, carbon dioxide. The chemistry proves the planet formed far beyond its current orbit and migrated inward. This is the first direct evidence that mini-Neptunes can form beyond the frost line, where water ice exists, and then move closer to their star. Why does that matter? Because it tells us something about how planetary systems evolve. Migration is not just a thing that happens to gas giants. Smaller planets migrate too, which means planetary formation models need updating. The broader takeaway is that every time we point JWST at a new system, we are finding exceptions to the rules. Planets in places they should not be. Atmospheres with chemistry that does not match formation models. The universe is messier than the textbooks suggest. And that is brilliant. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. The finance story and the code review story are the same story. AI accelerates execution, but execution only matters if the rules are clear. The teams winning right now are the ones codifying their implicit knowledge, writing down what good looks like, defining the process so AI can run it. The teams struggling are the ones where the knowledge lives in people's heads. Because you cannot automate judgment, you can only automate rules. If you are building with AI, the question is not, what can AI do for us? The question is, what do we need to write down so AI knows what we want? Something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.